Andy Mineo's endorsement of Single, Gay, and Christian, a book by Gregory Coles. Let's hear Andy Mineo discuss why he supports such a book, and why he's admonishing the church for judging such type of content and book.
I recently was able to read some of this book by Gregory Coles called Single, Gay, Christian. I got to write a small foreword in there in the front. You see, it's super important for me to be able to read resources from LGBTQ community brothers and sisters who wrestle with their sexual identities and their love for God and how those things work together. And I think it's always helpful to have more information. I also think it's really sad that the Christian community would often write off someone like Greg before they even get a chance to hear his story. Yet they're meant to be a community of people that are the most gracious, kind, loving, and slow to speak and quick to listen. So if you got anything to say about my endorsement of this book, which is encouraging people to read it to understand the struggle of what it means to be a single gay Christian in the world, completely unfollow me right now. Goodbye, good riddance, peace to you.
You know, the scriptures is very simple. In 2 Corinthians 5:17, it states, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are made new." What this means is pretty simple. That when a person comes to Christ, when Christ comes to that person, changes occur. Changes happen. You may have been a person who calls himself gay at one point in time, or in the sodomy agenda at one point in time. You may have been a crackhead at one point in time. You may have been a stripper at one point in time, a drug dealer at one point in time. You may have been a lot of things at one point in time. But when Christ came inside of you, changes happened. You no longer speak the same way you speak. You no longer talk the same way you talk. No longer do we live, but he lives in us. And because he lives in us, changes happen. Does this mean that we're not going to go through temptations? Oh no, we're going to go through temptations. And these temptations usually are inclined to the thing that God saved us out of. Absolutely. But we are a brand new creature. And how can a brand new creature call himself or herself by what they used to be? You can't say that you're a brand new creature and you're still gay. Am I speaking sense here? Luke 6:46, "And why call ye me Lord and Lord and not do the things which I say?" And somehow, the church has this mentality of repeating, "Come as you are, come as you are." And absolutely, listen, all of us at some point in time, Christ came to us and saved us as we were. But it's not stay as you are. You may come as you are. But once you come in Christ and Christ comes in you, there's changes that have to be made. It's not stay as you are. And that's what the church is preaching to people. You can come as you are and stay as you are. No. When you come to Jesus Christ, changes happen. Convictions occur. You no longer do the things that you once did. Not because of you, because of Christ. And to endorse any type of book or any type of content that says otherwise and tries to make it look like gay Christians are a minority within the church that we have to protect and fight for rights for, that's absolutely baffling. Why is it, Andy Mineo, that you don't rebuke those in the sodomy agenda within the music industry of the Christian church? Have any of you ever seen the Dove Awards? When you see the Dove Awards, the amount of individuals that are partaking in the sodomy agenda within the gospel industry is amazing. This is why they don't call it out. Could you imagine if Andy Mineo were to say, "Hey, Gregory Cole, repent for that book"? Oh, he wouldn't be on MTV. He wouldn't be on This Is 50. He wouldn't be on Sway in the Morning. This is why we have to make a decision. And you have to pray for these people like Andy Mineo, Lecrae. You have to pray for all of these individuals. Because these individuals, 5-6 years ago, when you listen to their album records, completely different than now. Now they will blatantly tell you, "My music is not Christian."
I do. People with Christian rap, they think, "Oh, this is music that he makes just for Christians to listen to. So if that's not me, I shouldn't listen to it." So that's why I don't want to call myself that. I just want to say I'm a rapper. And if you listen to my music, it's going to be clear that I do love God. And I'm going to talk about God in my music. You might hear the name of Jesus in my music because I love Jesus. But I'm a rapper, man. I love hip hop.
You do gospel rap music and you're here at the Grammys. So some barriers have already been broken down. Can you just talk about that process?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, first of all, it's just even the labels. Like, I don't try to do gospel music. I'm not trying to be a gospel rapper. I'm a hip-hop artist. You know what I'm saying? And so I just want to be honest about what I believe in my music.
And yet you still want to call it Christian. They're telling you it's not Christian, but they have no problem selling it at Christian stores. Oh, it's not Christian, but give me that Christian money. My music isn't Christian. My music doesn't have a faith. Oh, but you have no problem marketing your concerts at churches. I thought it wasn't Christian. Oh, the Christian money's okay, though. Christian money is okay, but it's not Christian. I'm going to close with this because there's nothing more we can really say about this. At this point in time, these topics have been discussed time and time again, and people just keep on falling for this stuff again and again and again. 2 Peter 2:21. For it had been better for them not to have known the way of righteousness than after they have known it to turn from the holy commandment delivered unto them. That's scripture. It's better for you not to have known the way of righteousness. That's a warning from God. You know what a modern day Christian would say to that? You're judging. Oh, but we have to come as we are and stay as we are, and, you know, it's okay. Let's all hold hands and sing Kumbaya. Yeah, let's do that. Sadly, folks, the gospel in America, America is going to be judged very, very harshly, because you can turn to any Christian station out there and have any type of music you want that is called Christian. You can go to any bookstore you want and buy Christian books. You can have a Bible study any day of the week without persecution in America. Yet we're the most lukewarm church around the world. We're going to be judged badly. Badly. There are people around the world that wish they had the freedom that we do to spread the gospel, and all we do in terms of the mainstream Christianity in America is just spoil it away. It's just defend the wicked world. And then we say that people who are striving to live holy are the ones that are being judgmental. Folks, something's wrong here. And we have to pray for these individuals. They're going through temptations that we have no idea. But while we pray for them, it's important for us to admonish those young kids out there who are embracing this type of stuff. If you are in the sodomy agenda, if you're a person going through temptations of homosexuality, that's no different than going through temptations of adultery, fornication, drugs, and so forth. It's just that the sodomy agenda has made it into this big thing to make you think that it's part of who you are. All of us in the body of Christ go through some sort of temptation, okay? But you know what? We have to submit these temptations to Jesus Christ. We have to cast down these imaginations as 2 Corinthians 10:5. And every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, bring it into captivity, every thought to the obedience of Christ. If you have thoughts of homosexuality, bring it to Jesus Christ. If you have thoughts of doing drugs, bring it to Jesus Christ. If you have thoughts of going back to smoking crack, being a prostitute, being a stripper, bring that to Jesus Christ. Don't think that any of that is too difficult for Jesus Christ to work in, okay? But it's going to take you bringing all those imaginations to Jesus Christ and submitting to Jesus Christ. And when we submit to Jesus Christ and we bring all of these things to Jesus Christ, Satan flees. Resist the devil. Resist the devil. Resist his temptations. Oh, I wish I could tell you that God loves you as you are and you're fine and you can stay as you are. Listen, God desires that all men come to repentance, and he does love you and he wants the best for you. But I have to be honest and straightforward with you. He has a purpose for your life, and that purpose is not for you to stay as the old man. No, leave that old man behind and live as the new man that God has put inside of you. And if you're going through temptations of the sodomy movement, of homosexuality, listen, bring that to Jesus Christ. Submit to Jesus Christ. He will set you free. The scripture doesn't say he may. He says he will. He will set the captives free. I love you all. Pray for Andy Manuel. Pray for Lecrae. Pray for all of these people. You know, they need our prayers, man. They really, really need our prayers. They're going through temptations that we cannot even imagine. But that doesn't mean that we're not going to correct these people. Right now, these people are being false teachers. Okay, because they're rebuking the church, defending the world. Makes no sense to me. How is it that they can rebuke the church but not rebuke the world? That's just baffling to me. It's baffling to me. God bless you guys.